The recent leak from the U.S. Supreme Court about the likelihood of Roe v. Wade being overturned has led to individuals and groups being forced to consider what happens to state laws related to abortion and where the procedure will remain legal. And will residents in states like Texas and Arizona, for example, be able to travel to New Mexico to legally have abortions? Or will efforts like we just heard about to put a, quote, right to reproductive freedom in the Arizona Constitution make a difference? To learn more from an on-the-ground advocate, I spoke with Erica Davis Crump, the former co-chair of Respect New Mexico Women and Families. I began by asking her about the lengthy process that led to the 2021 overturning of that state's abortion ban.
It has been over a decade of work, you know, and it has taken the leadership of Black and Brown and Indigenous birthing bodies and naming that, you know, like this isn't just a women's issue. This is a birthing bodies issue, because when we classify it in that way, we erase a whole demographic of people. So EQNM, who's one of our coalition family members, if you will, in Respect, like they always were so helpful with making sure we were centering birthing bodies, right? And this work, again, it has been a long time, but the ban repeal that we did made sure in 2021, but State Innovation Exchange said that we were one of the most progressive abortion ban repeals that kind of happened here in recent history. But we just made sure that abortion access was going to stay safe and legal for any birthing body that needed it.
And so what is your mindset now when we hear the report that it is very likely that the U.S. Supreme Court is going to not just rule in the Mississippi case, but go even further and overturn Roe v. Wade?
New Mexico has been an ally and to anyone who needs access. I will say that we've been doing it. Texas came first, really, with SB8, where it bans abortion at 6 weeks. We've been in it with our sister states, with birthing bodies across the nation and even globally. Like our abortion funds, our clinics have been right there for folks that need support prior to this, because first of all, reproductive justice, people in reproductive justice and abortion access knew that this was coming. We knew that the overturning of Roe was going to happen. And it's just really jolting to see that first draft, because you get to see the depth of what they're thinking, what they're saying, and how this can veer off into so many other rights, liberties that we have, you know. And it feels like, it just feels like they're starting with this, you know, but we knew, people in reproductive justice always knew that this was what was going to happen. So we've had a different strategy. And unfortunately, yes, it is state by state. For us, state by state, right? Like not a lot of states are safe with this, right? But New Mexico is, and we'll see people. Unfortunately, there's a war on birthing bodies, but I'm really grateful that I live in a state and I work in a coalition that wants to ensure that all birthing bodies have access to what they need.
How much could this ruling affect people of color, low-income people? Is that the bigger concern from a greater sense?
Our nation, the people who need abortions are the ones that are risking losing all of the access. And the thing is, some people, birthing bodies have been living without Roe right now before this, and living without the access and the safety that exists there, right? Like I think it's like there's some statistic, I hate doing it this way, but there's like a statistic out there that says 1 million birthing bodies live in abortion hostile states. And when your state can delegate and dictate what you can and can't have access to, it's always going to come down to the Black and Brown people. I have so many stories of my colleagues in abortion funds out here that do the work of helping those people that don't have access, those Black and Brown birthing bodies, that have, you know, these scenarios and multiple children. We got to get their whole family out here, because there's no one to care for the kids if they need the procedure. It's always as terrible as you think it could possibly be. So to make sure that you're restricting the legality, and like abortion is going to happen, but legal ones and safe ones are even more at a deeper risk now because of what's happening with the Supreme Court. It is the Supreme Court and a lot of the things that have been happening have never been mindful of Black and Brown birthing bodies and their families. It's another really terrible thing to strip from folks in real time.
How much more of a pressure does that put on folks who are involved with organizations like yours, who are trying to make sure that these opportunities are still available and help people have this freedom of choice?
I hate to say this, and I the thing about Respect New Mexico Women is doing this work. Yes, it's been dangerous. There are people who are so extreme. There are people who really weaponize and polarize this issue. And the reason we're called Respect New Mexico Women and Families is because in New Mexico, we were able to do some polling and we found out that 77% of Catholics and many New Mexicans could agree that they could just respect New Mexico women and families and the things that they needed to do and making the choices they needed to make sure that their families thrived. That's what this is at the crux of this about. Can you just respect another family's needs and their choices? The pressure has been real. We've always operated under this pressure, even when things were, air quotes, not so on fire. But I'm really grateful for the abortion funds that we have here and the National Network of Abortion Funds who help people get to where they need to go for their procedure. We are going to deal with the pressure. We always have. We always have. Our doors have always been open. Our doors have always, our hearts have always been extended to our colleagues and to the birthing bodies that need us. And it's dark as hell. I mean, it's really hard, but we're going to have to navigate this pressure. And it's a lot, but I've seen us do it. And I'm really proud to be a part of a coalition that centers the most marginalized birthing bodies. And that's why we have our laws in place, our champions in place. It's going to be hard, but we're hoping, hey, maybe today's the day that the Senate codifies Roe, you know, maybe today's that day. And if it's not, we're going to keep doing what we do for our communities, and that's show up and provide for them.
Erica Davis Crump is the former co-chair of Respect New Mexico Women and Families.